Wake up call, 1300 WTLS, 106.5 FM. Trey Cochran Gill here in the studio with us. Good morning, Trey. Good to see you.
Morning. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. Appreciate you coming down. You know, we've seen you around a little bit. I was just talking to you up the Dixie ball field. You're working with some young players now. Of course, we all know your history. You're in the Oakland A's organization, minor leagues, pitching. But I've seen you some during the fall, too. You got to watch your brother, Trent, finish up his senior year. I guess it was fun to come back and watch some of his games this year, huh?
Right, yeah, definitely fun to get back and, you know, watch him finish out his senior year.
How much do you miss football? Because you're a baseball guy now. Obviously, yeah. You finished your high school days, but you were a pretty good quarterback back in the day here at Tattlesee.
Yeah, I was actually thinking about this. Man, I really miss playing on Friday nights. I can't say I miss those practices a whole lot. You know, they were pretty brutal in that heat, but
yeah,
Friday nights, you know, I really miss playing on Friday nights.
Yeah, those were some good times. So y'all had some pretty good teams during that run, and we were just talking about it. You're now 20, just turned 26 years 26, old.
Yes,
so
sir.
Does it seem like it's been that long? It's been 7-8 years ago.
Now, right. Yeah, time flies. It seems like I was just in high school, but
yeah
just turned 26.
Yeah. So you've been with the A's organization since college. We were talking about Alabama at Auburn. I asked that question. Is it still the Iron Bowl in baseball? Because you play baseball at Auburn.
Right, it is. Yes,
it
sir.
Is. All right. Mm-hmm. Okay. So I'm glad somebody can confirm that. We were wondering if it was. And then you get the opportunity. And I know we keep up with you, but for those who don't know, I mean, kind of talk about that journey from Tattlesee High School to Auburn to now working with at least a major league outfit with the A's organization.
Right. Yeah, it was a good experience going to Auburn. I learned a lot. Plus, you know, it was nice being close to home. I could come home whenever, being 30 minutes down the road. Then I actually got drafted by Seattle.
Yeah.
Out of college. Then played a year and a half of those guys, got traded to the A's. And so, yeah, I've been with the A's since 2016.
Yeah, and we talked to you a few times about when spring training comes around, you get to go. You're going to Mesa here in a few weeks or so. Mm-hmm. And you get to go up against some of these major leaguers that we see. Obviously, the competition you face during the season is very good anyway.
Right.
But you pitched against some pretty big names. Talk about some of those guys you've had the opportunity to go up against.
Yeah, it's nice during spring training. They actually one spring training I actually got invited to big league camp. I started over there, but even like the minor league guys, they send us over there on a regular basis to, you know, fill in.
Yeah.
Because like early on, you know, the big league guys may only have like, they may only can cover maybe 6 or 7 innings. So, you know, you obviously got to finish the game. So they'll throw in some minor league guys. So it's good to get over there and face that competition just to see how you stack up against those guys.
Yeah. And you told me before some of the guys, I don't know who's the biggest guy maybe, or a couple of the
Mark
big
Trumbo, I faced him, you know, a big home run guy, and he actually hit one out
on me. He got one out on you. Okay.
Yeah,
that's
I
what
missed
he does.
Over the plate, and hey, that's what happens if you know, you miss, you know, right over the plate to those guys, they'll make you pay for it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you strike out any big time names? I think you probably have, haven't you?
I faced the Brewers, struck out Chris Davis, that's actually with the A's now. He was with the Brewers at the time. Struck out him. Who else? There's a few other guys. But, yeah, like the coolest part was when I was with the my first time was with Seattle. Got called over there to back up a game. You know, I was sitting in the dugout. I mean, in the bullpen, didn't expect to go in. Get a call, hey, get Cochran Gill hot. I'm like, oh, man, did he say my name?
Yeah.
And so I was kind of nervous, but after I threw, like, the first pitch, I was fine. Well, I go into the game, and the first ball is a ground ball to second base, and I turn around, and Cano scoops the ball up, makes a nice little throw to first. So I'm like, wow.
You got the pitch,
cool,
and let Robinson
right
Cano retired the player.
Right.
Yeah, that's pretty
so
cool.
Been watching him for a while, and then, you know, my first experience over there with the big league guys, the first, you know, ground ball goes to him.
Yeah.
That was pretty cool.
It must be something to be able to do this and face that kind of competition. I'm curious to talk about the type of player, and I know you've said this before about you can't miss with these guys, and what happens is, you know, hit one out on you like Trumbo or whatever. But I mean, what is it like? What's the biggest difference as you go forward with from high school to college to you know, minor league ball to what these guys are doing that are in the bigs? What's the biggest differences you see?
Honestly, just consistency. You know, how quickly you can make an adjustment. And obviously, like, when you're on the level of talking about, you know, the hitters you face, the higher you go, the better they get, the less amount of mistakes you can make.
Yeah.
You know, hey, if you go out there every time and say, hey, I'm going to execute this pitch that I'm trying to make right here, and you do it, 9 times out of 10, you're probably going to be successful. You know, even the best guys in the game, they get a hit, what, 3 out of 10 times?
That's right, yeah.
So, you know, I think that's the biggest difference from each level.
Yeah, and for you, is a lot of it keeping these guys, obviously keeping them off balance, not knowing what's coming up. Is it a guessing game at the plate too, or is it just your ability to locate pitches, or what combination of that?
Yeah, it's a guessing game for sure, but you know, as a pitcher, I think you always want to pitch to your strengths.
Yeah.
And so mine, you know, is a two seam. So I like to throw guys in a lot to keep them, you know, off the plate, uncomfortable, and then, you know, go slider away or slider down. And so, yeah, definitely, but pitching, you know, is definitely keeping the hitters off balance.
Yeah, and keep in a game of inches too, or even less than that, right? Where exactly. You just a little slight difference of where the ball is located, it could be a home run or
out,
a pop
hit
up,
something like that, or home run, like you said. Yeah.
What pitches are you throwing? I mean, how many different pitches do you have in your arsenal? How much do you work? What would be kind of a breakdown of percentage of, you know, what you throw as a two seam fastball versus some other pitches that you have?
Yeah. For me, I'm a two seam fastball. I mean, a two seam fastball and a slider guy. I used to throw a cutter, but honestly, I think that's kind of what led to my arm injury.
Really?
Yeah.
What's the biggest strain on the arm with that pitch?
I think it was just trying to manipulate it at the last second, and I don't know if I was throwing it, if I wasn't throwing it right or what. It was a good pitch for me, so I couldn't really get rid of it.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think it put a lot of stress on my elbow, and then just that mixed with not a whole lot of time off.
Yeah.
Just kind of like an overuse injury. And so it led to my elbow fracturing.
So like, and I hear this so much, but it's really, you need to be a master of basically two pitches, don't you?
Right.
I mean,
especially as a reliever.
Yeah.
You know, you may only be in there for 1-2 innings max. So, you know, you may only have to go, you might not even have to turn over the lineup. So, you know, you may face 6 or 7 guys.
Yeah.
And so,
right.
You know, 2 pitches facing 6 or 7 guys should be fine.
Right.
A starter, you know, you want to mix in a few more pitches just to keep the guys off balance, because you may see the same guys
to
turn over a lineup 3 times.
So you developing these different pitches, how have they progressed? Have they changed somewhat? Have you come up with different stuff as you've gone through your career so far?
It honestly seems like every year I've learned something different.
Yeah.
You know, maybe a different grip, another way to hold it. Maybe focusing on something else when I'm throwing it. And so I feel like it's helped me out each year. I've really been working on a changeup lately. Because for me,
seems like a lost art there, doesn't it?
Yeah. I've talked to a bunch of the guys and they say, you know, hey, that's the toughest pitch to hit right there. You know, even a fastball that's 95 plus, a hitter's going to time that up. You know, but if you have a good fastball and you could throw a changeup off of that just to keep those hitters off balance, they say it's really really tough to hit that.
Yeah.
And so I feel like I've been working on it for years.
Yeah. No, I mean, you're always honing your craft, I guess, and you're tweaking everything all along with different, and you have so many different people I know you've worked with. Mm-hmm. Is there any that have stood out that have really helped you with what you're, you know, getting better with your pitches?
For me, honestly, like, I try and pick something from, you know, every coach I work with.
Yeah.
So I can't say, you know, just one coach has made me into the pitcher I am today or the ball player I am today. I think it's been a combination of, you know, every coach I've worked with.
So, You got, again, spring training coming up. You talk about last year, you kind of came back from a bit of an injury the year before. So how that went, and you know, as you go forward here, looking
right,
at this
yeah.
season.
Right, yeah. So ended up missing pretty much all of 2017 with the injury. So last year was my first year back. And it was kind of like a roller coaster, you know. If you look at the AA stats, it would look like I had a pretty rough year, but honestly, it was, I think I had 22 outings, and 3 outings were really bad.
Yeah, that can mess an ERA up pretty bad.
Yeah, it skewed the numbers. So if you look at just the ERA, it's like, man, he didn't have that good of a year. But actually, it was a pretty good year. It was a roller coaster. Had some good, some bad. Overall, I think I threw well coming off of an injury. So you know, my main priority this offseason was, you know, 1, rest, and 2, get some arm strength back.
Yeah. How fast are you throwing it? And what are you doing to get arm strength back to get to that velocity?
Mainly just, you know, in the gym. That recovery and actually doing weighted balls this year, trying that out. A lot of guys, you know, they're jumping onto the weighted balls, and it seems to be helping them out. So I figured, hey, why not give it a try?
Yeah.
See if I can get a few, you know, MPHs from it.
Where are you on that?
This year, velo was down a little bit, you know, sat around 92, 93. In 2016, I was, you know, throwing a little harder.
What about the movement on your pitches, though? Is it moving like you want it to be? I mean, I know it's not a fight.
I've always been, you know, a two-seam guy. I've had a good bit of arm side run, some sink on it. So still have the movement. Just trying to get some velo back now.
Yeah, I think I told you, I've got a cousin that used to play at Auburn that coached with you, Ryan Jenkins, and he told me, he said, the one thing about you, a lot of guys, when they come out, they've got to get that arm strength back. He said, you could walk out and it's there immediately. And he's coaching now up in Tennessee.
That's right.
So, that must be a nice thing to have in your arsenal, too.
Yeah, you know, hitting's tough, and then if you can have some pitches that move a little bit, you know, it makes it even tougher for the hitter, so... That's one good thing is, you know, having that sink, that arm side run.
So how many years is it now in the minor league system? Hey, I know you're counting them up right now.
5 years. This will be my 6th year.
So what is obviously the hope is to get to the show, as they say, one day. Mm-hmm. And what do you think they're looking for with you, and what do you need to do to maybe, you know, I know you want to try to make your way back up the ladder, and you've done very well. You are pitching against some of the great. I mean, the thing that people I don't think realize is how good Double-A baseball is. You pitched at that level. You've done some, I guess, in Triple-A, and you pitched against some of these guys, as you said, in spring training. Right. But so many guys that move up the ranks and that ladder come right out of that division of baseball. Yeah.
The biggest thing I think is consistency. If you put together a good month or two, usually have a pretty good shot at getting caught up. And so, for me, that's kind of what I've been struggling with. You know, I have a good month or two or whatever the case may be, and then I may have a few bad outings. So, kind of skews those numbers. So, then you're working to, you know, cut those numbers back down. So, yeah, the biggest thing is just consistency.
What are you doing now? Is we're here February the 1st to get ready for March when you get ready to go pitch. How much are you throwing? What are you doing? I know you said some of that work you're doing with weighted balls and that kind of stuff. What exactly do you do?
Yeah, for me right now, I'm throwing about 5 to 6 days a week with 2 bullpen days mixed in. So actually after this, I'll be heading over to Auburn to throw a bullpen over there. I've got some buddies that I used to play with at Auburn. They're playing pro ball. And so we toss together and throw bullpens and stuff.
How much do you throw? I mean, you say a bullpen. What exactly do you do?
For me right now, 20-25 pitches.
Yeah.
Nothing too much. Just trying to get the arm ready to go once I get to spring training.
Once the season starts, how much do you throw during a week? And I know that can vary.
Yeah. You know, you pretty much toss every single day. And if the bullpen is ran right, you should be pitching probably about 3 days a week. So that's the toughest part is, you know, keeping your arm healthy during 140 games that you play in the minor leagues. You know, you're pitching every 2 to 3 days. And so that's tough over a full season. Your arm really takes a beating.
Yeah. Do you, when you throw bullpens, I mean, do you also get out and do long toss and things like that too? I mean,
right. Exactly? Yeah. So we have our pre-work, and that's where we throw before the game. We'll do long toss, flat grounds. You know, you can throw off the mound if you need it, whatever the case may be. So right about now I have, I think, 3 long toss days.
Yeah.
Then 2 days where I kind of take it easy, and I have the 2 bullpen days.
When you got these young kids you're working with, what are the things that they should do? I know that parents are listening and they want to know, you know, how much should I throw my son or daughter, I guess, if it's softball? But, you know, what exactly do they do to preserve the arm? Obviously, you're looking long term, and I don't know how many kids are going to have the opportunity you have one day, but you want to give them a shot as they go forward. What are the best things for
them to do? Yeah, the kids that I work with, I tell them, one, you know, hey, you got to take care of your arm, because if that goes out on you, you know, you're not going to be pitching.
Yeah,
you're going to have to be a really good hitter if you want to keep playing baseball. One, taking care of your arm, especially at their age. And I tell them right now, work on fastballs and changeups. You know, leave the breaking ball alone until you get a little older. Because if you can, you know, get the reps in with your changeup right now. Maybe it takes you a year or two, but you know, once you get to middle school or high school, that's a really good pitch for you.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, the big thing is just the reps. You know, just get out there and, you know, play toss, play catch, and, you know, have a plan when you get out there and, you know, focus on it when you're playing catch instead of just, you know, lollygagging, just not really locked in. Yeah. I mean, I know at that age it's tough, but, you know, I tell the guys, even when you're throwing with a partner, you know, there's things you can work on.
We appreciate you coming in, and good luck with the minor leagues. We'll continue to follow your progress and appreciate you coming down.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Thank you, Trey. Trey Cochran-Gill with us here on the Wake Up Call.